The hot tamale train has left the station for another season. You know what that means. Mary Murphy is here to talk about So You Think You Can Dance. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Woohoo! The train is pulling back into the station.
Oh, my God. All right, we've got to backtrack. I've got to tell everybody why you did that. So in case you haven't heard Mary on the show before, we always start out the segment with a scream. And basically, wherever she is, she just scares the hell out of everybody. And I think you were like in a restaurant in Australia before. You were in your hotel lobby or something. Where are you today?
I am actually in my office at my dance studio, Champion Ballroom Academy, here in San Diego. Of course, I guess nobody thought it was unusual. Nobody came running at all.
Oh, I think you were in a parking lot one time, too, and you just did it. Like, did people look at you? Like, what?
I know we woke some people up one morning.
Oh, that's right.
Really loud one, and yeah, you always get me into trouble.
Oh, I love it. You know what's also funny? I'm just going to give everybody kind of a behind-the-scenes glimpse of when we do these interviews, Mary. Often, it's kind of like a teleprompter. They'll put up a bunch of questions for me, and I'm like, it's Mary. I'm not even looking at your script, you guys. We're just talking, okay? So let's get into it now. You know, so you think you can dance. It's back on Fox. What season is this now?
Oh, my. 1-6.
Oh, wow. And, you know, I ask you all the time if people are upping their game every season. You know, they're stepping it up because you do see some repeat dancers coming back. If you could just sort of sum up overall this season, how did it go?
Well, of course, we do have some repeat. And, you know, that's one of the best things about the show is that the kids don't give up. And whatever we say to them, like, they take it. They go back, they work even harder, and of course we've had major success stories like Twitch, who tried out 3 times in a row before he made it big, and that's what I love about this show. But we have so many, of course, you know, we get so many kids, which certainly makes me feel old, because I've been watching this show since 3 years old, and they've done everything in their power to make it on to So You Think You Can Dance. This was their dream. And that means a lot to us, too, that, you know, kids, I don't even know where you say it, 3, 5, well, I'm going to be on So You Think You Can Dance. You know, I was still playing with my Tonka trucks and little dolls.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But I get all these people, by the way, that they send me videos, you know, and of their child, you know, that is 2 years old, trying to mimic what is on the television screen. And I tell you, I just don't love anything more, I think, you know, than having like that special magical dance on So You Think You Can Dance, is to see a 2-year-old emulating Keon up there on the screen and one of the other dancers. It's like that. That's like the perfect dessert for me, isn't it? It's just, what's not to like about that? If anybody is having a down day, all they have to do is probably just YouTube children dancing.
Yeah.
I love the children in my own school, too. It just, you know, certainly brightens every single day that I walk in.
You know, and I don't want to take a serious turn on this all of a sudden, but, you know, it's shows like this that when you think about how they're killing the arts in school and things like that, you know, it's shows like this that are keeping dance and music alive.
Yeah, I couldn't be more grateful. I'm very proud to be a part of such a magnificent show and a game changer, really, in the art form of dance and dance sport. The fact that now it's just added to the Special Olympics, and breakdancing was just added to the, believe the Summer Olympics. It's all coming, and it's just so great that there's so many more people dancing around the world. And the young dancers today, I feel, live in celebrated dance times, unlike, you know, a lot of the dancers that are my age. You'd have to explain yourself constantly to people. What do you do for a living? You know, and then people, then you tell them, and then they say, now what else do you do? Nope, that's it. I teach dance, I dance, I perform. That's how I make my living. Now these young kids are met all over the world with just enthusiasm when someone says they're a dancer. Oh, yeah, you know what? I saw that Paso Doble on this show. The people around the world actually know the names of the different dances. And I'm talking about all kinds of people. It would shock you. It shocks me sometimes when somebody or an athlete walks up to me and says, I really love what you do on the show. Sometimes I know who they are, especially if they're more football. But if the, you know, that famous basketball player came up to me and said that, I was like, everybody was like losing their brains around me, and I was like, what? What? Don't you know who that was? I said, well, who is it? He goes, it's Reggie Miller. I'm like, I don't know who Reggie Miller is. I'm not into basketball. Hate to say it, but the fact that, you know, it has like crossed the borders of all kinds of socioeconomic levels of people around the world. It wouldn't matter whether, you know, like when I was at Buckingham Palace and I got to meet the prince and he shook my hand and said, yeah, I love the show. I feel like I'm Forrest Gump, to tell you the truth, that I'm in all these amazing pictures and amazing people. And I'm just like, I don't know what happened there. It's just the greatest thing ever.
And I mean, let's be honest, when you started the show when you were 10 years old, I mean, did you think that you would have...
God, I can't believe you know that. You're one of the few people who really know that and understand that. It's crazy to give a 10-year-old this kind of show.
And, you know, speaking of dance around the world, I know there's a great hip-hop dancer. I'm automatically rooting for my fellow Canadian, Maria, I think it is, right?
Yes, Maria Badenow. And, you know, I find her particularly interesting, someone that is actually, she was a major in neuroscience. It's just incredible that that people come in and they've got these amazing degrees, but yet they're like, no, I want to be a dancer. I mean, I did the same thing, to be honest with you, and it didn't go over really big either after I graduated from college. And I said, I want to be a dancer. My dad didn't talk to me for 2 years, and we've had some contestants on the show that have had the exact same thing happen, and we've seen it already on the past episode where, you know, her parents were so upset with her. And we only have one life to live. And it's really hard sometimes for parents who also kind of, you know, make up what you're going to do in life before you even know what you want to do in life. And hopefully, you know, they get over that hump and once they see that you're so determined and so passionate about something, then most parents will realize that, hey, you know what? They're very lucky that they're passionate about something, because, like, I have two brothers that hated what they did for their whole life. And me and my older brother were so lucky that we actually just love it, and we're just addicted to it, and we just love every aspect of it, and we just fell for our jobs hook, line, and sinker. And I said, you know, if you're going to spend most of your life, half of your life, you're usually working. My God, I just hope people can find out what that is, and you're so lucky if you do.
And, you know, then there's also the touching moment, brother, sister, and grandpa.
Yeah, how amazing is that? To see a brother and sister, A, number one, dancing together, but this time Grandpa's going to join them.
But really, again, it goes back to the whole there's no age limits when it comes to dancing.
There really isn't. You know, I have kids in my school from 3 to probably 93, and it doesn't matter when you start. Everybody can enjoy dance. To enjoy dance doesn't mean that you have to be a professional dancer, you know, and I think a family that dances together does stay together. That's just a fact.
the family moment is touching, but there's also a great display of someone not letting a disability or an impairment anyway get in their way of expressing themselves through dance. I'm talking about cystic fibrosis, and it really does, when you see somebody like that, it makes you stop and marvel at their determination, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that just people that come up with a disability, and you can only imagine the regular dancer has so many fears to fight through that type of fear to come up onto a stage like So You Think You Can Dance. I mean, it means so much, and she's so inspirational for doing so. That is another great part of the show, that we reach so many people, and so many people come forward to audition to show that, you know, they have no limitations and that they are going to do with their life everything that they can. And I think we reach a lot of people. I mean, it certainly touches me, and it makes me more determined in my life.
Oh, I'm gonna pull a Mary and cry on my own show. We should wrap this up pretty soon. one thing that I always do ask you, if there's something that we should be watching out for, you don't have to name names, but is there like maybe one performance that we should be on the lookout for?
For this next week, definitely, look for another great ballroom couple.
Okay. All right. And I could talk to you all day, but they're telling me to wrap it up.
About this kid, I'm not going to say his name, but he is probably the smallest competitor that we have had on our show. And he is a sweetheart, and you will fall in love with him.
What does his name rhyme with?
Rhymes with Haley. Haley.
Oh my God. All right. So You Think You Can Dance. It's back on Fox. Mary, when can we catch the show?
You can catch the show at 9:00. I know Pacific time, and I'm not really sure on the East Coast.
Here's what we do is we say check your local listings, right?
Okay, well, everybody check your local listing, because I don't know.
Yeah, you'll find it. You'll find it. All right, Mary, always great chatting with you. Thanks for joining us today.
Okay.